this bulletin. Mass vaccination sites plan to boost the nation's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Closing arguments begin in Derek Chauvin's trial for the death of George Floyd. And in sport, a Sydney Kings star is leaving the NBL to play in the NBA. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Concerns have been raised again that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines aren't being implemented quickly enough. Some 1.59 million doses have been administered across the nation so far, well short of the federal government's initial target. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state and territory leaders reached an in-principle agreement yesterday to bring forward the inoculations of over 50s and to prepare mass vaccination sites for the rest of the population. But the plan, to be outlined in detail on Thursday, needs a greater supply and distribution of vaccines. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says three mass vaccination sites offering the AstraZeneca jab will be ready to open their doors in his state tomorrow.
Our three largest mass vaccination hubs at the Exhibition Building, the Convention Centre, the Ford Factory in Geelong, we will open that up to all of 1A and 1B. And that means that someone over 70 can either make an appointment with their local GP or they can go to one of these three mass vaccination clinics. There's a bunch of things that are on the table, but we need to act. We need to have a sense of urgency.
Tourism industry operators say they hope more travel will soon be possible after the opening of the Trans-Tasman bubble. New Zealand expects Australian travellers will bring in around $920 million tourism dollars this year. But the key to Australia's tourism industry recovery may be in the establishment of an Asian travel bubble. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says Australia's exploring options for further so-called travel bubbles across the Asia-Pacific region. The Tourism and Transport Forum's Margie Osmond hopes more arrangements will follow.
So the question now is, where after New Zealand? This gives us a great chance to check how we manage that border process, but hopefully we'll be seeing places like Singapore, Japan and some other Asian destinations very soon.
Advocates are calling for the right voices to be heard during a Royal Commission into veteran suicides. The federal government announced a Royal Commission into the suicides of veterans and serving Defence Force personnel after months of pressure from returned servicemen and women. The terms of reference will be set after a month of community consultation and will include transitioning into civilian life, deployment history, and the availability of health services. Veteran activist Julianne Finney, who lost her son to suicide, says the fight isn't over.
We need to hear the voices of veterans. We can't have bureaucrats and politicians deciding on the terms of reference. We need to hear the voices of those people that need to be helped.
To the US, and closing arguments have begun at the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin over the death of George Floyd. Chauvin choked Mr. Floyd to death by pinning him to the footpath for 9 minutes and 29 seconds last May. Prosecutors say his actions at the time were reckless, unreasonable, and warrant conviction not just for manslaughter, but also on two murder counts. But Chauvin's defence lawyer has told the jury that his client's actions followed the reasonable force guidelines for police officers when considering all the factors involved on the day of Mr. Floyd's death.
A reasonable officer will hear the words that the suspect is saying. I'm a good guy, I'm a good guy, I'm a good guy, I'm claustrophobic. And he's going to compare those words to the actions of the individual. Right? Because this is part of the analysis. Because I can say I'm going to cooperate with you, I'm going to do whatever I want, but if my behavior is inconsistent with what I am saying, a reasonable officer takes that into consideration.
To sport, and a Sydney Kings star is leaving the NBL to play in the NBA for the second straight year. Didi Luzada has been granted permission to travel to the United States as he prepares to join the New Orleans Pelicans. The Brazilian guard was drafted with the 35th pick in the 2019 NBA draft by the Atlanta Hawks before his rights were traded to the Pelicans, and he subsequently signed with the NBL's Next Stars program. And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 25. Showers in Adelaide and 19. Similar for Melbourne and 18. Showers in Hobart and 15. A shower or two in Canberra and 19. Mostly sunny in Wollongong and 23. Sunny in Sydney and 26. Mostly sunny in Newcastle and 25. Sunny in Brisbane and 27. Showers for Cairns, 28, and sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.